Hello, my name is James Lawless, and my poem is Ascending a Liberty Stairway in 1952 from my collection Rus in Urbe. Ascending a Liberty Stairway in 1952. Slate grey steps with white ribbed bone to steady the foot, with the mark of the washerwoman's knees, and a black ardent snake to hold on to as it coiled its way upwards, polished smooth from the caress of hands. And the concrete landing where we stop to catch our breath and a glimpse of the stars through a rectangular opening in an ashen grey wall, which to its side housed a handled steel door, a chute to the great bin at the bottom of the stairs, locked in a room of its very own where it could overflow to its heart's content and still take more, the extractor of all the liberty's ills. And the automatic light suddenly quenched itself on the landing. We were overstaying our time, watching the stars twinkle. And my baby sister cried from the darkness as we continued our ascent. I helped my mother tilt and lift. I could hear her heavy breathing, tilt and lift. Each slow, tortuous step, its own individual, our very own little Calvary. The baby cried again. Hush now, we're nearly there, Alana, said Mam. But we were only halfway up with the pram. I was born in the Liberties, and the idea of the ascent here hinges on the sense of the physical, which was so intrinsic a part of the way we lived in those days. Many flats have lifts now. On the side of a mother, often slight in build as my mother was, and the sheer physical exertion, accepted unquestioningly as part of the daily round, which was required to push a pram with a baby up many flights of stairs, is an image that lingers in my mind, longer than any later suburban memory. We lived then in a pre-suburban, pre-Celtic Tiger, pre-high-tech world where undoubtedly there was want and hardship, but also a sense of community and wonder. Looking back now, I think people of my generation may have lost more than their childhood.